Highs in the mid to upper 80s today with lots of sunshine. That's about a 25 to 30 degree temperature swing from what we saw yesterday. And the warmth continues into your Monday with sunshine and highs near 90 degrees. If we hit that tomorrow, it'll be the first 90 degree day of the year. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now at the airports, we've got 56 at Reagan National, 53 at BWI Thurgood Marshall, 54 at Dulles International. And it's 54 degrees outside the WTOP studios at 4:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Hello and good morning. I'm Rich Hunter. Coming up, a man is dead after a stabbing outside of Audi Field last night. Also,
protesters demand that charges be dropped against 7 GW demonstrators. I'm Dick Uliano.
A pair of shootings in the district leaves one person dead and
a crash in Prince William turns deadly. Police say alcohol may be a factor. I'm Ralph Fox.
A new survey finds a high percentage of parents are lonely. I'm Jenny Glick.
Big game for the Caps tonight. Game 4 against the Rangers at 8 o'clock. Good morning. It's 5 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. This will be another day of cleanup in and near Omaha, Nebraska after Friday night's destructive tornadoes. Stacy Rowe lives there.
This was our forever home. We've moved twice in the last 2 years, and we were supposed to be done. And we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
Dozens of tornadoes were reported in Nebraska and Iowa. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The dangerous outbreak isn't over. States across the heartland are bracing for another round of tornadoes, high winds, and hail as communities struggle to clean up.
The 2020s are looking a lot like the 1960s. Back then, it was the Vietnam War, and now college students show no signs of stopping protests against the Gaza War. CBS's Michael George is in New York.
Students say they have no plans to leave this encampment. Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, under fire for her response from some on the left and right. Among them, some faculty, including Columbia professor Joseph Howley.
When the university called the NYPD in, what did that do to the situation?
It was a disastrous escalation of the situation in every possible way. It was a completely ineffectual gesture.
The Columbia demonstrations have spread across the country.
There have been more demonstrations in Israel demanding the government make a deal for the return of Hamas hostages now. The BBC's Anna Foster is in Tel Aviv, where one man has seen his hostage son and another man in a video released by Hamas.
Omri Moran's father was actually already on the list of confirmed speakers for this event tonight. When he got up on the stage, he talked about the moment. He said he was sitting having coffee with someone and talking about his grandchildren when the man that he was talking to held his phone and said, look, they've released a video of Omri as the crowd were gathered here tonight. They showed that video in full. It's not something that normally happens. And you see the two men looking very malnourished, obviously speaking under duress, sending messages to their families and urging the Israeli government to come to some sort of arrangement, some sort of deal to try and achieve their release.
Harvey Weinstein's lawyer says the one-time movie mogul is hospitalized for a series of tests in New York. He's there after an appeals court overturned his 2020 rape conviction. Well, insiders and political junkies call it the nerd prom. The rest of us know it as the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and President Biden was there poking fun at himself and his opponent.
Of course, the 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
On social media, Donald Trump calls the president's monologue an absolute disaster. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning, I'm Michael Toscano. Now to the top local stories we are following this hour. It is 5:03 Sunday morning. Going to be summer-like this afternoon. A man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police responded about 6:30, and when they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital, where he later died. A suspect is in custody. The incident happened about an hour before last night's D.C. United Major League Soccer game against the Seattle Sounders. It did not affect the kickoff time at Audi Field, and the team is working with investigators. Pro-Palestinian student protesters continue camping on the grounds of George Washington University. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports they're demanding GW reverse its action against seven student activists.
We have no intention on leaving until our demands are met.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior majoring in journalism, is calling on his university to drop its case against seven students who've been suspended and barred from university grounds.
We demand those charges to be dropped immediately because ultimately these are nonviolent student protesters.
GW says it suspended several students whose presence and conduct at the protest violated university policies. Students, including Samar Saeed, a PhD student at Georgetown, says the protest, which began before dawn Thursday, will go on.
Yeah, I think students are going to maintain the encampment. The university, you know, has to engage with the students and listen to our demands.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
D.C. police detectives have their hands full after a pair of shootings, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 Friday night. It was along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least six people were hurt, five of them hospitalized, but are expected to be okay. The sixth victim refused treatment. Police identify the suspect as 29-year-old Runwell Mantock of Hyattsville. A weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street in Northwest. 43-year-old Kenneth Goines of Salisbury, Maryland, had been shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police are looking for two suspects in that incident. Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the six road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and maritime traffic resumes through the port of Baltimore, two victims remain missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge in the early morning hours of March 26 when a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C.
All six stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. Yeah, it's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Hamas says it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, and Egypt is intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. The Israeli military has massed dozens of tanks and armored vehicles in southern Israel close to Rafah and hit locations in the city with near daily airstrikes. Rafah is on the border with Egypt. Coming up on WTOP, artificial intelligence makes its mark on music. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Maryland's primary election is May 14th. With three ways to participate, it's never too early to plan your vote. Between May 2nd and May 9th, you can cast your vote at an early voting center. You can also vote by mail. Request a ballot and make sure it's postmarked or placed in a drop box by May 14th. Or you can vote in person on Election Day. Find your local polling place, request a ballot, and more by visiting vote.md.gov/vote2024.
It's 508.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
An investigation of an earlier collision in Manassas on Lee Highway, both directions between Sudley Road and Groveton Road, closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive, southbound between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard, and construction has the two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. In Maryland, construction has the two left lanes blocked in Calverton on the Intercounty Connector, westbound between 95 and Route 29, and were closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Beltway looks good from 270 to 95, and the Bay Bridge is moving freely. No slowdowns there in either direction. In the district, construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound between D Street and the Route 50, and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction is 295 northbound, reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP traffic.
And over now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
After a cooler than average day yesterday, temperatures didn't really fall too much overnight thanks to a warm front that pushed on through. We're waking up the temperatures this morning in the mid-50s, and we're about to see a very warm afternoon thanks to that warm front, with highs in the mid to upper 80s today with lots of sunshine. That's about a 25 to 30 degree temperature swing from what we saw yesterday. And the warmth continues into your Monday with sunshine and highs near 90 degrees. If we hit that tomorrow, it'll be the first 90 degree day of the year. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now we've got 56 degrees at Fort Belvoir, and in Foggy Bottom, D.C., 53 degrees in Silver Spring. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Nathan Hager.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Artificial intelligence is shaking up just about every business, including music. Remember when TikTok posted this deep fake of the rapper Drake without permission? At the same time, the Beatles used AI to release their last song with cleaned up vocals from the late John Lennon. So what will AI mean for the music industry?
Artists themselves are much more open to actually experimenting with this technology because they see an opportunity rather than a threat.
Oleg Stavitsky is the co-founder of Endel, a startup that makes musical soundscapes with AI.
We have already worked with a lot of established artists like Grimes, James Blake, Miguel, and others.
But Hillary Crane, chief legal officer at Creative Artists Agency, has a concern.
Whether the machines are being trained on information that is legally owned by other people who don't consent to it being used in that way.
Still, people on either side of this issue note the AI genie isn't going back in the bottle. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nathan Hager on WTOP.
And coming up on WTOP, does being a parent lead to loneliness? It is 5:12.
The wait's over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports. And for me, I love betting baseball. I like to find games featuring two really solid starting pitchers that are backed by trustworthy bullpens, so I can bet the under. Plus, FanDuel offers so many different player prop bets that are fun to wager on, like strikeouts, total bases, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigG. That's FanDuel.com/BigG. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills, build towards retirement by contributing to a pension, and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
Well, coming up, when you call out the name of your dog, does more than one dog come running? More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hey, folks. This spring, you need to call the home repair experts at PJ Fitzpatrick. No home repair job is too big or too small. The rains we're having are definitely hard on your home. Leaking roofs, missing siding, overflowing gutters, rotting trim. Fix it all now before the little leaks become big problems. The home repair professionals at PJ Fitzpatrick have the knowledge and expertise to fix your home right the first time. So visit trustpj.com and stay off the ladders.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. It is 5:14. One person is dead after an early Saturday morning crash in Montgomery County. Montgomery County officers saw a Dodge sedan speeding through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue about 2:30 a.m. They followed and came across a two-car accident involving the Dodge and a Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced dead on the scene. A passenger in the Dodge was injured and taken to a hospital. The male driver of the Dodge tried to run away, but he was soon picked up by police. The investigation continues, and Montgomery County Police ask anyone with information to contact them. Well, it can certainly keep you busy, but you can be busy raising a kid or two and be lonely, perhaps. WTOP's Jenny Glick tells us yes.
Two-thirds of parents polled by Ohio State University reported experiencing isolation and loneliness. 62% reported feeling burned out, and close to 80% said they would like more connections with other parents. Researcher Kate Gollig tells the NBC Today show,
parents that identify as having burnout often are also identified as being very lonely.
How to counteract loneliness? Experts suggest trying to find other parents to connect with at school, online, or in parenting groups based around activities you enjoy. And it's okay to come clean if you're having a rough day. Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
Some information for dog lovers now. The most popular dog breed in D.C. is fit for city living. And the most common name for a dog in the district is actually unlike most others. WTOP's Gigi Barnett explains.
If you live in Maryland with a dog, it's most likely a golden retriever named Molly. How about Virginia? Dog owners there want Labrador retrievers called Bella. But in D.C., the 7-pound, 8-inch Yorkshire Terrier reigns supreme. And the most common dog name in the district? Bub.
No other state's top name is Bub, or really shows up a lot in our data.
Claudia Phillips is with the consumer website MarketWatch Guides. It researched each state's most popular breed and dog name. D.C. dog owners may choose Yorkies because at about $1,200 a year, they're light on the purse.
A lot of the more metro areas and the city areas enjoy the smaller breeds.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
A quick look now at some of the top stories we are following this morning at WTOP. Campus protests against Israeli actions in the war on Gaza continue across the nation and in our area. In this war, Hamas says it is reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire. Egypt has beefed up efforts to broker a deal to end the months-long war and stave off a planned Israeli ground offensive into the southern city of Rafah. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Harvey Weinstein's lawyer says the one-time movie mogul has been hospitalized for a battery of tests after his return to New York City following an appeals court ruling nullifying his 2020 rape conviction. On Thursday, the New York Court of Appeals vacated his conviction after concluding that a trial judge permitted too much evidence not directly related to the charges that he faced. The 72-year-old Weinstein has been ailing with a variety of illnesses, including cardiac issues, diabetes, sleep apnea, and eye problems. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go now to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Michael. In Virginia, we have an accident with the right lane blocked in Woodbridge on 95 southbound at Route 123. We're closed due to an accident investigation of an earlier collision in Manassas on Lee Highway. Both directions between Sudley Road and Groveton Road. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive southbound.
between Route 27 and 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. And construction has the two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. In Maryland, construction has two left lanes blocked in Calverton on the Inner County Connector westbound between 95 and Route 29. We're closed in both directions due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. Beltway looks good from 270 to 95 in both directions, and the Bay Bridge is also moving freely with no slowdowns there, no construction overnight, and that is in both directions as well. In the district, construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound between D Street and Route 50, and southbound at the split to the freeway. Road construction is 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
And let's get the Sunday forecast now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Bit of a mild and clear start to the day out there, thanks to a warm front that pushed through overnight, keeping temperatures from falling too much. We're in the mid-50s outside this Sunday morning, and we're really going to see the effects of that warm front later today with sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about 25 to 30 degrees warmer than we saw just yesterday. And it gets even warmer heading into the week ahead. On Monday, we got a forecast high of 90 degrees. Now, if we hit that, that'll be the first 90-degree day of the year and about 2 weeks earlier than the average May 16th first 90-degree day. We get a little bit of relief heading into Tuesday. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
We've got 54 degrees at College Park, 53 in Fairfax, and it is 57 degrees on the National Mall. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, promoting organ donation. More news in 60 seconds.
Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall live at the Strathmore Music Center on May 17th. Experience the classic Tijuana brass sound you know and love. Herb Alpert and Lonnie Hall live at the Strathmore Music Center. Tickets available online.
This guy's in love with you.
It can be difficult to sell or scrap an unneeded vehicle that reminds us of a cherished loved one. Have you considered donating it to Melwood in memory of someone special? Your donation will support Melwood's job training programs for people with disabilities in your community. Carrying on your loved one's legacy in a meaningful way, and it's free, fast, and easy. Learn more at 1-877-MELWOOD or visit melwood.org/radio.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It is 5:22 on this Sunday morning. I'm Michael Toscano. Thanks so much for being with us. Additional charges are pending after a crash in Manassas turns fatal. We have more now from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
A University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living organ donors are talking about the benefits of organ donation. WTOP's Dan Ronan reports.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Really, in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far in the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
You know, of course, that having bad credit can cost you more money. Well, WTOP's John Doman has reports about a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the credit bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay. And that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
For the first time, there's an effort to clean up the W&OD Trail. All of it. The entire 45-mile length from Shirlington to Purcellville. The Northern Virginia Regional Park Authority says it's part of the 50th anniversary celebration of the trail. The W&OD Trail takes its name from the Washington and Old Dominion Railroad that traveled along its path from 1912 to 1968. And we are now coming up at 5:25.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Here's Frank Hanrahan.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taking linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. The Commanders also signed, reportedly, Sam Hartman, the quarterback out of Notre Dame, as an unrestricted free agent. Christian Benteke scores twice as D.C. United takes care of the Seattle Sounders 2-1 at Audi Field. Nationals winners again over the Miami Marlins, taking game 2 of that 4-game series, 11-4 the final down in Miami, as it was a grand slam from Jesse Winker. Got the Nationals the victory. Same two against.